American Language Course, Book 30, Tape 2A. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 2A. Look at Figure 1. Listen to the words that are underlined in the dialogue. Then repeat them. Mechanized. Mechanized. Fully. Fully. Rags. Rags. Did away with. Did away with. Crank. Crank. Intake. Intake. Valve. Valve. Simultaneously. Simultaneously. Thereby. Thereby. Compressor. Compressor. Reciprocating. Reciprocating. Diminished. Diminished. In working order. In working order. Wax. Wax.
Listen to the dialogue. Don't repeat.
Joe, the other day you were explaining how cylinders function in a typical American car. I'm not sure I remember everything.
Well, it's easy to forget. After all, you haven't had too much experience with cars. It's just that I think it's important to know how America's most popular mechanized vehicle functions.
Probably mechanics and car manufacturers are the only ones who fully understand its complicated mechanism.
Well, it's their specialty. But even though I'll never be a skilled mechanic, I still want to be able to repair my car whenever it breaks down.
You are certainly enthusiastic. But if you really intend to make all those repairs, you'll need some rags to clean up after yourself. Do you want me to save some old clothes for you?
Sure, and thanks. Now, about what I told you the other day. A single cylinder goes through a four-step cycle. First, the piston is pulled down from a position near the top of the cylinder. This is accomplished when the engine is started by electrical energy from a battery operating an electrical starter. This electrical starter did away with the manual crank that was formerly used to start cars. As the piston moves down, the intake valve opens, allowing a gasoline and air mixture to pass into the cylinder. Second, while the starter continues to crank the engine, the intake and exhaust valves close simultaneously, thereby creating a small compressor where the gasoline and air mixture is compressed to about 1/8 of its original volume.
Joe, how can you remember so much?
Well, I really want to learn this, so I've been reading a car repair manual.
You may not think so, but I think you'll be a skilled mechanic someday.
I don't know about that, but let me continue. In the third step, the piston starts to go back up after the gasoline and air mixture has been compressed. Just before the piston reaches the top, the fuel mixture explodes. The expanding gases push against the top of the piston, sending it to the bottom of the cylinder. In the fourth step, the piston moves upward in order to get rid of the spent gases. The exhaust valve opens and the gases are pushed out. The piston is now at the top and ready to start the cycle again.
That's amazing. But how are the cylinders connected? And what keeps an engine running?
The cylinders and the connecting rods of each piston are attached to a steel bar called a crankshaft. the reciprocating motion of the pistons makes the crankshaft rotate. This is what keeps an engine running. It has also been discovered that by having several cylinders, an engine's vibration is diminished.
Thanks, Joe. That was a good explanation. I understand it better now. I can see how all this can motivate you to want to take good care of your automobile.
You know, I hadn't realized that I'd neglected my old car. But I'll tell you this. I intend to keep this one in good working order. And I'm going to wax it at least once a month.
Look at figure 2. Listen to a question about figure 1 and select the best answer.
Number 1. What does Joe think that people should know? Number 2. What does Tim say about mechanics and car manufacturers? Number 3. What will Joe need if he's going to be making auto repairs and then cleaning up after himself? Number 4. What did the electrical starter do? Number 5. What allows the gasoline and air mixture to pass into the cylinder? Number 6. What happens when the starter continues to crank the engine? Number 7. As a result of the valves closing at the same time, what is created? What type of motion do the pistons have? Number 9. What is the advantage of a car having several cylinders? Number 10. In what condition will Joe keep his car? Number 11. How does Joe plan to keep his car polished?
Listen and check your answers. Then repeat the statement you hear.
Number 1 is B. Repeat. Joe thinks that people should know how America's most popular mechanized vehicle functions. Number 2 is A. Repeat. Tim says that they fully understand a car's complicated mechanism. Number 3 is A. Repeat. Joe will need a lot of rags. Number 4 is B. Repeat. The electrical starter did away with the manual crank. Number 5 is A. Repeat. The intake valve allows the gasoline and air mixture to pass into the cylinder. Number 6 is B. Repeat. When the starter continues to crank the intake and exhaust valves close simultaneously. Number 7 is A. Repeat. A small compressor is created when the valves close at the same time. Number 8 is B. Repeat. The pistons have a reciprocating motion. Number 9 is A. When a car has several cylinders and engine's vibration is diminished. Number 10 is B. Repeat. He intends to keep it in working order. Number 11 is A. Repeat. He plans to wax it at least once a month.
Now look at figure 3. Listen to the following questions and statements. Then repeat them. Notice that the first statement or question of each pair contains an embedded question with should, can, or could. The second sentence of each pair is an equivalent of the first sentence. It contains a question word followed by a to infinitive.
Number 1. Repeat. Can you tell me where I can put my books? Repeat. Can you tell me where to put my books? Number 2. Repeat. The Carters don't know where they should build their home. Repeat. The Carters don't know where to build their home. Number 3. Repeat. The professor told us when we could sign up for the course. Repeat. The professor told us when to sign up for the course. Number 4. Repeat. Mrs. Jones told her daughter when she should prepare dinner. Repeat. Mrs. Jones told her daughter when to prepare dinner. Number 5. Repeat. Can you tell me how I can preserve these apples? Repeat. Can you tell me how to preserve these apples? Number 6. Repeat. I don't know whose book I can borrow. Repeat. I don't know whose book to borrow. Number 7. Repeat. Since Sergeant Bell's typewriter is broken, he doesn't know whose he can use. Repeat. Since Sergeant Bell's typewriter is broken, he doesn't know whose to use. Number 8. Repeat. Mr. Lowe told the secretary how she should file the records. Repeat. Mr. Lowe told the secretary how to file the records. Number 9. Repeat. Can you tell us what we should read in class this morning? Repeat. Can you tell us what to read in class this morning? Number 10. Repeat. Troy doesn't know whether he should go to California or Colorado. Repeat. Troy doesn't know whether to go to California or Colorado. Look at figure 4. You will hear a sentence containing an embedded question with a question word and should, can, or could. Use a to infinitive phrase to complete each sentence in figure 4, and then repeat each statement. Look at the example and listen. Arthur doesn't know what he should bring to the party. Notice that the embedded question has been changed to an infinitive phrase, what to bring. Now, listen and complete the sentences. Number 1. Dennis can't decide which suit he should buy. Repeat. Dennis can't decide which suit to buy. Number 2. Can you tell us where we could find a nice hotel? Repeat. Can you tell us where to find a nice hotel? Number 3. Ted doesn't know whether he should play soccer or tennis. Repeat. Ted doesn't know whether to play soccer or tennis. Number 4. Andrew told me he didn't know which car he should buy. Repeat. Andrew told me he didn't know which car to buy. Number 5. Mary Lou would like to know what she should pack for the trip. Repeat. Mary Lou would like to know what to pack for the trip. Number 6. Mr. Blake told us how we could grow better potatoes. Repeat. Mr. Blake told us how to grow better potatoes. Number 7. The instructors told us when we could take the test. Repeat. The instructors told us when to take the test. Number 8. Can you tell us where we can purchase fresh vegetables? Repeat. Can you tell us where to purchase fresh vegetables? Number 9. The swimmers want to know when they can jump into the water. Repeat. The swimmers want to know when to jump into the water.
Look at Figure 5. These are pairs of phrases in which the meaning can be affected by pauses between words. Listen and then select the phrase you hear.
Number 1. Who struck? Number 2. A name. Number 3. A tack. Number 4. This stag. Number 5. Mary spins. Number 6. Her tan. Number 7. Cargo. Number 8. Scott's tarts. Number 9. Amend. Number 10. New sprint. Number 11. As warm. Number 12. As wet. Number 13. The car stops. Number 14. Ken Star. Number 15.
Listen and check your answers. Then repeat the phrases you hear.
Number one is B. Repeat. Who struck? Number two is A. Repeat. A name. Number three is A. Repeat. A tack. Number four is B. Repeat. This stag. Number five is A. Repeat. Mary spins. Number six is B. Repeat. Her tan. Number seven is B. Repeat. Cargo. Number eight is A. Repeat. Scott's tarts. Number nine is B. Repeat. Amend. Number 10 is A. Repeat. New sprint. Number 11 is B. Repeat. As warm. Number 12 is A. Repeat. As wet. Number 13 is B. Repeat. The car stops. Number 14 is A. Repeat. Ken Star.
This is the end of Tape 2A, Book 30.